Morning. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center on Friday morning at 6 a.m. with the latest information on Hurricane Irene. A lot of things have changed in this current advisory, so bear with me while I give you a few of the key points. Irene is currently located 420 miles to the south-southwest of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. It's moving to the north at about 14 miles an hour and has a maximum sustained wind of 110 miles an hour. A lot of changes in the watches and warnings. We now have a hurricane watch from the North Carolina-Virginia border all the way northward. We now have a hurricane warning in effect all the way from the North Carolina coast all the way northward to include the coastline of New Jersey through Sandy Hook, New Jersey. The hurricane watch now has been issued from north of Sandy Hook, New Jersey, to the mouth of the Merrimack River, including Long Island Sound, Block Island, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket. The hurricane will be we expect it to continue to move north and then to the north-northeast during the day today. The onset of tropical storm force winds will be later on today on the southern-facing coast of North Carolina, later this evening as we get into northern North Carolina, and then overnight into the Delmarva, and early tomorrow on up into the warning area in New Jersey. In addition to the hurricane warnings, we have tropical storm warnings now for the upper portions of Chesapeake Bay and the tidal Potomac. The eventual track will take it right parallel to the coast and then over Long Island into New England. So the adverse weather that will begin spreading northward today will be affecting the mid-Atlantic on Saturday and then all day Sunday through New England. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.